May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I hope that y'all have all had a good morning already, hopefully opened some presents and eaten some good food, or at least drank some good coffee, which I know I did. I've found that when living in Houston, it takes a little bit of imagination to get into the Christmas spirit. All of our Christmas carols sing of snow and ice skating and warming up by the fire. And meanwhile, in this tropical swampland called Houston, I can barely keep my Christmas wreath alive for 5 days. So to help myself get into the Christmas spirit this year, I downloaded a few short audiobooks to listen to while I did stuff around the house. It makes things like doing dishes a little more fun if you can listen to a fun Christmassy story while you do them. One of the stories I listened to was a radio play version of the movie It's a Wonderful Life. I'd guess that most of you have seen this movie. It's a classic Frank Capra black and white film. And if you haven't seen it, it's probably playing on television right about now. I've seen this movie many times, but listening to the radio play version was a whole new experience. It's a little different than the movie version, and something about hearing the story rather than watching it allowed the words to strike me in a new way. The story begins, as many of you know, with George Bailey standing on the edge of a bridge on a cold night with dark waters churning below. He's in a bad way. His business is deeply in debt, and he's helpless to fix it. He feels that he has let down his family and his community, and now he plans to end all this misery by jumping off the bridge. Just then, another man falls into the icy water below and calls out for George to help him because he can't swim and he's drowning. George jumps in and saves this man's life, bringing him safely to shore. George is about to find out that this is not an ordinary man, but an angel from heaven. As they warm up and dry off, George asks the man, "How'd you happen to fall in the river?" And the angel replies, "I didn't fall in. I jumped in. I jumped in to save you." What a fascinating strategy this angel had. From his perch high up in heaven, he saw George Bailey standing on that bridge in dire straits, and he knew he must save him. But there are a lot of ways that this angel could have saved George's life. He could have floated down beside him and talked him out of it using sound reason and logic. He could have snuck up on George from behind and put him in a headlock and refused to let him go. He could have let George jump, but then swooped down at the last second and caught him before he got hurt. He's an angel in heaven. He clearly has some superhuman powers, so there are a lot of ways he could have chosen to save George Bailey. But what does the angel choose to do? He jumps off the bridge himself. He takes a dive through that dark night and crashes into the icy water below. And by doing this, he ignites in George Bailey that most divine of human attributes, selflessness. And George, moved with compassion, jumps into the water to save this other man's life. And in that icy water, he finds his own salvation. This is the strange salvation that we celebrate on Christmas morning. We stand in awe before the Christ child, wondering in amazement that this is how God chose to save the world. You see, the love of God does not put us in a headlock. We are not forced into our salvation. Nor does God save us by persuading us with a well-reasoned, watertight argument. And God definitely doesn't save us by swooping in and preventing us from experiencing any pain or danger, although sometimes we wish that was how it worked. But God chose to save us by jumping headfirst into this messy, sinful, broken world. God does not save us from a respectful distance, decreeing salvation from his safe heavenly throne. Instead, God takes a dive through a dark night and lands in Bethlehem, born as a little baby in a humble stable. And that little child calls forth from us our humanity and our divinity. And when we draw near to that little child, when we look for him and move towards him, not only at the manger on Christmas Day, but in all the gritty reality of our mundane lives, there we find our salvation. Amen.